If you're looking for the perfect gift, you're covered with a gift that's sure to wow. Taste of Chicago ships Lou Malnati's legendary deep dish pizzas nationwide. Plus, they ship other Windy City favorites too. Visit tasteofchicago.com to order today.
It's Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt this morning. Happy New Year to one and all. I had a crazy New Year's Eve. I feel like I may be cursed. I'll get into it a little bit more later. But the bright spot of my day right now is WGN political reporter and analyst Paul Lisnick joining us. Hi, Paul.
Hey, you go from a curse to me. I don't have to do with that. Happy New Year, Wendy.
Happy New Year. Yeah, just things have been breaking, including my car this morning. I Ubered it in. And, owning a home is not really that easy, and it may not be that great here in the new year.
I'm not going to object to that. Oh, if you're talking about the new taxes.
Yes. I'm sorry. That was a terrible lead-in.
Yeah, no, it made me think of a roof leak that I've got, so I didn't know if we were going there, but we won't.
Are you cursed, too?
Yeah, you know, look, just a little bit. I had my roof checked, and the next morning in came the leak, so I'm not sure what they were checking. Look, here's the good news, that if you had left it to Mayor Johnson's original plan, the city would have gotten hit with a $300 million tax hike, and that would have, you know, depending on the value of somebody's home, would have cost anywhere from $100 to $400 in the reasonable part of home prices and all that. So we avoided that, but, you know, what we ended up with, as you know, is that we now have kind of a menu of taxes and fees that we've now been hit with, and several aldermen, like Bill Conway, for example, the 34th Ward, he said, you know, we're now going to nickel and dime hardworking Chicagoans every day, and I don't think that's far from the truth, although those who defend the plan say, look, a lot of these particular taxes, it's up to you. Let me just give you one example. I'll turn back to you, which is the bag tax. You want to go to the store and buy your groceries? Yes, it used to be 7 cents. Now it's going to be 10 cents. But hey, then bring your own bag. Bring your own permanent bag. Good for the environment, and you don't have to pay extra money. That's sort of the theory, that you don't have to pay some of these taxes if you choose not to.
Right. All right. So when my car didn't work this morning, Joe Romano gave me a great idea and said, what about an Uber, which I can't believe I didn't think of. So I canceled my parking spot, which I had through Spot Hero, with 8 minutes to spare. And then I took an Uber, but now there's new costs for an Uber and for parking my own vehicle.
Well, wait a minute, though. You started early this morning, so did you take that ride here to that area before 6 a.m.?
I did.
All right. You avoided the new $1.50 increase in your
fare.
So there's the advantage of covering for Surratt, because that'll get you in really early. Now, when you go back and do a little Lisa Dent, you're not going to avoid that, and that's going to be the $1.50, because the point is, from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., an extra $1.50. But look, some could argue, hey, and I'm not talking about you, but if you're taking the Uber and Lyft and all these, well, you know, you have resources to pay for such things. And so, therefore, you know, this $1.50 shouldn't hurt you. But look, it's not just that. You want to, like, as you said, you have to, and I use Spot Hero all the time as well. You want to go park in one of the garages? Sure. But get ready for that to climb about a 1.35%. You know, some of these things turn out to be a dollar, a dollar and a quarter. And I think that's part of the idea, is that maybe people won't really feel that kind of thing. But you know what? On a daily basis, you know, that we all know that, you know, raise eggs a dollar, and you know, after you buy them once or twice, you notice it. So I think people will, and streaming services.
Yeah,
you know,
that's what I was just going to bring up.
Yeah, well, that's going up to 10% from 9%. You know, now you're going to pay more on the Spotify, Netflix, Hulu. But there are some who would say, well, look, you know, you're doing all right if you can afford those kind of services. And I'm not judging it one way or the other. I'm simply saying that's the argument aldermen are making. They're saying, look, if you don't want to pay these taxes, then don't do these things. It's your choice in doing them. And the flip side is, look, these are common, you know, these days, who doesn't have some sort of streaming service, because they're not maybe paying for cable. And so, you know, we're hitting everybody in one way or another. But we knew that was going to happen. I said that on our WGN TV. When the property tax didn't go through, you were going to have to pay it somewhere. And now it comes in a whole menu of fees.
Yeah, and the reports I'm seeing is with new taxes and fees, they're hoping to generate $181 million this year. So.
Well, and that's less than, of course, the $300 million that the property tax would have brought in. They did cut some, you know, there's a lot of positions weren't filled. Johnson was trying to hold on to those open positions. And on my show, I had some aldermen who came out and said, look, you know, you're not going to fill some of these positions until the next year anyway. So just let's save the money this year. And if you need to put them back in the budget next year, as like everything else, we'll deal with it next year when it comes up. But, you know, the only way to avoid all of these kinds of fees and taxes that come into play, it's cutting. There's no magic answer here. If you're not cutting, you're having fees. And if you don't want to pay fees, you got to cut.
So do I owe you a $1.50 more today, Paul, for your report?
That would be an increase of 1,050%. So, sure.
All right. Well, I appreciate
it. It is in the new budget. I think that's the increase, 1,050%.
All right. I appreciate you depressing us this morning with all these extra Chicago taxes.
Don't be mad at the messenger.
I won't be. Paul, great to talk to you. Happy New Year.
And to you, Wendy.